You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. John P. Fernandez, the president of ARMC Global, a full-service human resources consulting firm, and also the author of the new book, Leading in a Diverse and Conflicted World, Crucial Lessons for the 21st Century. Certainly eye-catching title there. Dr. Fernandez, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. So you say that recent books on leadership have failed to address a few key issues. Why have they fallen short to adequately address the challenges facing today's leaders?
Well, because I don't think you can come up with a step-by-step process to say, here are the 10 steps that's going to make you an effective leader. And that's what you have. You have these prescriptive types of solutions. When you're dealing with human beings, there's nothing prescriptive about it. And so what I suggest in my book is that leaders really need to look at themselves, understand who they are, work on understanding why they see the world the way they see the world, and then they will better be able to understand their people and lead effectively. That is not a step-by-step process that you can go through. It's really understanding yourself so you can better understand people.
Makes a lot of sense. Humans naturally have implicit and explicit biases and stereotypes. What are some strategies for minimizing them, and what in particular do leaders need to be aware of when confronting biases?
Well, what I think is the most important thing is that leaders need to try to help their people understand themselves. And we have this instrument that has been very effective with very senior people of major corporations, where they sit down and they have to go through this document, which is long. It's about 11 pages, and it asks numerous questions about where were they born and raised, about socioeconomic status, education, family structure, religion, race, gender, sexual orientation. And also we ask, that's to name a few, but we also ask about the issues that they have around significant life issues that have impacted how they see the world. When executives go through that, they think about things that make them who they are, that they've never thought about in their lives. And what it does, it helps them to better put into perspective, you know, where they're coming from as an individual. And then they will better be able to deal with their own biases and stereotypes, because they tend to come out when they respond, because we ask them, for example, around race, what is your racial background? And then when was the first time you ran into someone or met someone from a different race? What was that experience like, et cetera? And so it helps them there. The other thing that we urge organizations to do, they send people to a lot of awareness workshops around race, gender, age, socioeconomic, the millenniums, and what have you. And those workshops, once people go, they punch their ticket and they walk out, and nothing's really done. So what we suggest there is that if you're going to have people go to workshops to try to understand specific issues, you have to have a significant follow-up program where they refresh, they're held accountable for coming up with certain objectives out of the workshop that they're going to work on, and that becomes part of their performance appraisal. The other thing that we think is important is for them to be able to join organizations and also associations, and things such as that that aren't related to their specific race, ethnic, religious background, where they will begin to work, interact with people who are different than them. And that helps them get a much better opportunity to deal with some of the unconscious biases and stereotypes that they have. One other thing they could do, they could go and take the Harvard Implicit Association test, which tests people's biases about many things, about weight, about style, and what have you. So those are a couple of examples.
Great examples. Tell us, what can leaders do to identify their own strengths and weaknesses, and how does that benefit the entire organization?
Well, the Levi is the instrument I would start with. The other thing that they can do is when you're leading your organization, sometimes you're isolated, and you tend to interact with people who are more like you than not. And so they need to make a conscious effort to get out of their offices and sort of manage by walking around, meet with people at all levels of the organization on a regular basis to hear their voice, to understand what their needs and concerns are. And also to participate actively in any program that's trying to help the organization build what we call global trust, respect, empathy, and ethics. And that will go a long way in helping the leader understand him or herself and be a more effective leader. Because if you have implicit biases and stereotypes and you're not aware of them, you'll never be able to overcome them, and you won't know how they're impacting your interactions with people who are different than you.
Today we are joined by Dr. John P. Fernandez, the president of ARMC Global, a full-service human resources consulting firm and author of the new book, Leading in a Diverse and Conflicted World, Crucial Lessons for the 21st Century, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Fernandez, do we expect too much from our leaders? And if so, where are some areas that they are naturally inclined to come up short?
Well, when you talk about leaders, each leader is an individual. So some might come up short in one area and not another. And it's important that the organization helps leaders recognize their shortcomings and help them overcome them. As I said, I was critical of the MBA programs, of some of these executive training programs that they have, because they really do not deal with things such as understanding a human brain, understanding implicit and explicit biases and stereotypes, understanding why our cultures, whatever your culture is and my culture is, if they're similar, we like that. If they're different, we don't. And many people think, well, my culture is better than your culture. But understanding that cultures are manifestations of what people have developed in order to survive and create a society that people can function in. They're not right and they're not wrong, but they're just mechanisms that have been developed and values and norms that have been developed so people can interact in a rather efficient manner. If we look at what's going on in the world today, we have a lot of work to do.
Isn't that the truth? Now, lastly, what are the new models of leadership you advocate for in the book, and what are some of the crucial leadership skills that leaders of all businesses, big or small, need to grow?
Well, I don't suggest models. What I suggest are things that leaders need to understand and appreciate in order to be an effective leader. I can't come up with one model because leaders have a lot of different needs. Some leaders are great communicators. Other leaders are very good professionally and technically, but they don't know how to interact and appreciate people as much as they should. So if you have leaders who have different backgrounds, you have to tailor the developmental needs of those leaders to what they need. And so there isn't one model. What I would say, though, if you don't deal with people understanding themselves, that's a key. If you want to say this is a model, they need to understand who they are, where they're coming from, why did they develop those values, what's the implication of those values, etc. And after they do that, they have to understand that within the world, there are many implicit and explicit biases that are going on. And to sit around saying, well, I'm not biased, I'm not this, I'm not that, you're not going to solve anything. So what that says is that you have to recognize that you have some limitations as a leader, and because you recognize that, you can overcome them. If you don't recognize that, you're not going to overcome any of those limitations, and you'll keep on making the mistakes over and over again. And the other thing I would say, no matter what the leaders learn, no matter what we train them on, if they are not held accountable, not only for that bottom line, but how they behave to get to that bottom line, you know, leaders are not going to change, and they're going to continue to do what they've done in the past. There's that old saying, you know, what you measure gets done.
Great information here today. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about ARMC Global and also your book, Leading in a Diverse and Conflicted World?
Well, they can go to our website, www.armcglobal.com. And they will have all the information on how to get in touch with us. They will see, they can get to our blogs. They can get to my Twitter. I began Twittering a couple of weeks ago. And they can also go to Facebook and see what we do there.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
Well, what I would say is that being an effective leader today is extremely more complex and difficult than it was in the past, because you're dealing with very diverse workforces that can travel from one country to another, move from one state to another really easily. And there are different values and standards. And that if leaders can just recognize, and we can recognize, that to have effective leaders today requires more than just prescriptive, routine types of steps that if you do this, you're going to be an effective leader. It's more about looking at yourself, understanding yourself, and making some corrective actions and being held accountable.
Well said. Dr. Fernandez, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. John P. Fernandez, the president of ARMC Global, a full-service human resources consulting firm. He's also the author of the new book, Leading in a Diverse and Conflicted World, Crucial Lessons for the 21st Century. And once again, the website of reference is armcglobal.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.